For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome back to the Arty Friends podcast. This is Allison.
And this is Kara.
We are back with our monthly opinionated AF segment. This is where we give our opinions on the internet's opinions. We discuss hot takes, controversial videos, listener submitted videos, or things that we found that we just want to share our opinion on. But first, we'll catch up, share our peaks of the week, and then we will get into it. How are you doing? We are on very different time zones right now. Like, you're starting your day and I'm ending my day.
I know, coordinating this with a 12-hour time difference has been challenging, but we did it. I'm in Thailand right now. I just wrapped a week-long shoot, 10-day shoot with Beautiful Destinations. And if you guys listened last week, we had Ryan on. He was on my shoot and we were in Lake Como, and now I have a week off. And then I have another shoot next week in Vietnam. So I decided to come to Thailand for a week off. It was like the only direct flight out of Milan. And I just wanted to be somewhere and get to settle down and not be traveling so much, so, and not get so jet lagged and stuff. But I'm in Chiang Mai. My friend Hannah, who we've had on the podcast, you guys know her, Hannah, Aloha Hannah / That Hannah Show. She is here and we are exploring Chiang Mai. We have been, I don't know, we honestly just been chilling. Kind of, I mentioned this a couple weeks ago, but I have a lot of work to do this week. So we've been like hanging by the pool. I've been preparing my laptop. We've been walking around. We went shopping yesterday. Oh my gosh. Allison, all these stores were so Allison. They were all sustainable, all real materials. All of them were like, say no to fast fashion, say yes to slow fashion. I was like, I should have sent you a video because I'm like, this is just, you would love it here. And
wow,
we got some really cute like linen pieces, cotton pieces. I just love that kind of fashion. So I can understand why you like love Tulum and like love these earthy places, because it's crazy how just different that type of material and stuff feels. And I was telling Hannah, I'm like, how did I go my whole life not knowing materials? Like, why? It's like crazy. I had literally no idea.
It's definitely one of those things that, yeah, once you notice, you like can't unlearn it. And then you like care, even if you like don't want to care. You're like, ah, it's like once you've had really good craft specialty coffee, like gas station coffee is just not going to do it.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah, because this one, there was these other two tourists walking by when we were in one of these stores, and it was a mom and a daughter. And the daughter was like, you know, kind of 30s, I would say. And she was like, I just don't get it. These materials are just so thick and heavy. Like, I would not want to wear that here. And I was like, I just want to like turn around to this girl and be like, are you, you are so confused. Like, this is literally why people are wearing this material here. Cause it is hot and it's breathable and it's real and it's not like fake plastic. I literally went off to Hannah. I was like, not that lady saying that. Like, she has no idea what she's talking about. But positive note, it's very beautiful here. It's stunning. Weather's amazing. And today we're going to go to an elephant sanctuary where they rescue elephants because elephants have been out of the wild for thousands of years. So unfortunately, they cannot survive in the wild anymore. So there are a lot of sanctuaries in Thailand where they take care of them because releasing them into the wild just isn't a thing because they have been a part of like the human side, sadly, since, I don't know, 4,000 or 5,000 years ago. So we're donating and going to go visit one today, and we're going to go see some elephants. I'm so excited.
Oh, that's amazing. That's so cool.
Yeah, that's like what Chiang Mai is known for. So very excited about that. And we'll definitely post some stories and TikToks. So stay tuned. What's your updates?
I've also been in my sustainable era. I was actually like just thinking when I was cleaning out the yogurt carton earlier today that it's like impossible to not live mindfully here because it's just the culture. Like there's no way you're not going to recycle everything. There's no way that you're not going to turn your AC off when you leave the house. There's no way that you're going to dry your clothes in a dryer. You're going to put them outside. Like all of these things that we do in America that are like so second nature that you just don't even think about here, it's like forbidden. And I like went to take all of my trash and recycling to the recycling center last week. And it's like everything is split up. You have like the white glass and the green glass and the dark glass and different types of plastic. And that was so eye-opening. I highly recommend if you guys have never been to like a big center like that, you will never look at trash the same. Like I feel like I live pretty mindfully, but now I'm like, oh my God, you realize it goes somewhere. It doesn't just evaporate off the face of the earth.
Yeah, it's definitely something I think we all turn a blind eye to, myself included.
On the flip side, the sanitation here is not great. I think I told you guys a while ago that Peaches got worms and I did treat her. So then she was healed. But turns out I didn't treat myself and I have worms right now.
No. Oh my God.
I could tell that they've been growing the last couple of weeks because I can feel them in my stomach, like especially at night. Like I'm like, they're like doing the Olympics, like swimming, doing backflips, like fully diving. And there's definitely multiple, like, because now I'm so bloated and I feel actual like pain in my stomach. And so I was like, okay, I have to get tested. And, you know, I had this lady come pick up my stool sample. Well, in order to get the stool sample out of the toilet, sorry if you guys are eating, probably just like fast forward, but there was a literal 4-inch worm in my stool. And then like the next day there was like a 2-inch, like I just stopped looking at this point because I'm like, okay, they're in there. And then the test results came back and the lady's like, yeah, you tested positive for worms. I'm like, yeah, you think? Because I didn't see it with my eye.
No, I know. We didn't need the test. Honestly, run me my money back. I want a refund.
I know. It wasn't that expensive. It was like $65, but I'm like, I guess it was just confirming what I already knew. But now I guess I know what type. And here is the takeaway from this. Of the type of worms I have, it affects 1 billion people on the planet. That is an eighth of the population. It is extremely common. So if you guys have never got tested for worms, it doesn't even matter. Now I'm like going down the worm rabbit hole, the wormhole, if you will, about how common it is. And we have, especially in developed countries, this disconnect that like, oh, we could never even get worms if I like live in America or something. Guys, where does our food come from? It's not all coming from the United States. It's not all coming from clean water areas. We import so much stuff. Animals cross borders, like other people cross borders. And literally all it takes is a dog that has worms, like goes in a yard and then you like step, like it could, you know, it rains and then you step with it on your bare foot and then you track it in. Like it is so easy for them to spread. And I think in other countries, like it's just such a part of the culture to deworm yourself like at least twice a year. And I can't believe that I'm 30 years old and I've never dewormed myself.
Yeah, I also have gone down that rabbit hole. And because after Mexico, when I was sick for like a week, I ended up doing like a parasite/worm test too. And I was shocked, but it came back negative. But also I had to poop in a thing. And it was just so humbling. I'm like, this is 28.
So humbling.
Taking a stool sample. But no. Yeah, I think that I've heard before that worm maintenance is just like a thing in Mexico where you take the worm dewormer pill every year, even without getting tested, just as like maintenance. Have you heard that?
I know. Yeah. And you guys know I like to be very holistic, do things the natural way. But before I even got tested, I like just WhatsApped the doctor and was like, hey, what's the name of the like deworm pill? Because I was like, I think it's pretty casual. I can just walk up to the pharmacy, no prescription needed, just like take it. Cause I was like, I can feel them. I am very in tune with my body.
Oh my God.
I just want to take the pill and just like get it out, because at this point I feel like I'm being malnourished and that like they're growing day by day, and you're not supposed to like drink alcohol, have sugar, have caffeine. And I'm like, there's sugar in everything. I drink coffee every morning. So now I just feel literally when I'm eating, I'm just like, oh, feeding my little worms, like I all going to them. These nice ass expensive organic groceries, just
not going to me. Shut up. Stop.
So I wanted to just like get it over with. And he was like, no, I think you should get tested. And I'm like, okay, fine. And so I get tested, but now it's been like a week and I'm like, they could have been dead at this point. So tomorrow I have to go and get it. Yeah. But the other thing I want to talk about, I'm watching Monsters. Have you heard of it or seen anything about it?
Oh, yeah. Are you on season? Is it season two or are you on season one?
I'm on episode 8 of season 1.
Okay. I think they're two different storylines. I'm not sure. I haven't watched it, but I know season 2 is going viral this past month because everyone thinks the actor is hot. But are you on the Mendez brothers, the Menendez, or is it a different story?
Yeah, the Menendez brothers.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And this kind of ties to the parasites, but okay, I want to say this in a politically correct way, but once they go to jail, I don't know what's wrong with me, but while I was watching them in jail, I like kind of had this thought that I was like, it would kind of be nice to be in jail for a little bit, because you would be forced to like slow down. And like, I'm like, damn, I could just like work out in my little cell all day long. And this is a fucked up thought. Like, I get it. I am not trying to diminish like actually how horrible jail would be. Obviously, I don't want to go to jail. But then I was like, wait, because obviously these thoughts were coming because I've been so overstimulated for the last like 8 months, you know, like moving, like dealing with all of this change, the buyout at the shop. My life has just been like going a million different directions. So I took that inkling of like wanting to slow down and just like confine myself and was like, wait, I could just do this in my apartment here. So I've kind of been like retreating by myself and forcing myself to slow down, because I had a rental car the first 2 weeks I was here. And then like the past couple months, like I just had a scooter long term. And so then I would always, you know, run all my little errands and like go to the beach and meet up with people. And last week I was like, I'm going to return the rental car and just like go into lockdown by myself, like get some groceries and marinate on these parasites, I guess, and just get some work done and go inward. And it's been really, really nice.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, it sounds so Black Mirror to when you put it like that, because it's like, you're right, we are just like very overstimulated. But me and Ryan were talking about this, not in the episode last week, but when we get back from a trip, him especially, because he lives in Bali and the creative community in Bali is massive. I'm sure it's very similar to Tulum, where you just have so many friends that do similar things and you're always feeling inspired and stuff. And he's like, I literally have to go into hiding when I get home from a trip. Otherwise, my social calendar fills up immediately and so fast, and then I never get to recharge. And then I, you know, will go into a next trip feeling so drained. So he's like, I literally have to go into hiding and like not tell anyone that I'm back and like not have anyone on close friends or find my friends, because otherwise he's like, I just need to like be alone for like a week when I get back from a trip, a really long trip, and just do everything that I need to do to feel good.
No, that's so valid. Like, it is. Yeah. I'm realizing the problem is because I have a hard time setting boundaries, and maybe he feels the same, where I used to do the same thing. Like, I would not say I was back in Omaha when I would come home from a trip. And now I'm trying to get better at being like, no, I'm home. I just don't want to, or like, I need time for me, and just like saying it, because I'm like, my life is online. Like, I don't want to lie to people. I just like genuinely want to be by myself and stuff. It's a blessing.
There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. I got to put me first. That's like a TikTok sound.
Yeah. Oh, I got to put me and peaches first.
In the worms. Just kidding. I'm sorry. It's not funny.
I know.
Are you on the up and up? Is there any positive with that? Like, are they almost gone? Are you on the dewormer yet?
No, I got to do it tomorrow. I just got the test results back like 2 hours ago. Are there any positives? Well, I learned a lot about sanitation, and I feel very valid in how much money I've spent on spring water in the last 8 months, because I was starting to be like, is this necessary? Like, can I just get the purified water in like the big blue jugs and just like drink that? And now I'm like, nope. it's just like it comes out clear out of the faucet. And you know, like in the United States, like the tap water, even though it's like, you shouldn't drink it, it's like you can. Like if you're trying to cut costs or like not be inconvenienced, like you can still drink it. It's fine. But here I was kind of trying to be like, it's fine. And I'm like, no. Like it's not fine. Do not drink it.
We are built different. No, that happened here the first day because Hannah got here my second day because I landed at like 11 a.m. and then she got here 10 a.m. the next day. And I had like brushed my teeth with the tap water, being careless in the shower, not like drinking it or anything, but just, I don't know, it looked clear. And then Hannah got here and she's like, we're not supposed to brush our teeth with this, right? And I'm like, oh my God, that didn't even like cross my mind because we're just in a nice hotel. The water was clear. Not once was I like thinking that. And I'm like, oh shit, you're right. And we were both laughing at how we both will just like let the water hit our mouths in the shower. And we're just like so not careful about it. And we're like, wait, this is bad. We need to, because knock on wood, I hope I don't get sick. But I know people definitely get sick from the water here too. So
I know. I think it's,
cross my like, fingers.
What I didn't realize was so gross about the water was why I still brush my teeth with the tap water here. Like I know I need to stop. But I think I thought it was more like just dirt or like minerals that you didn't want or something. Or it's like how they have the fluoride in the water in the U.S. And now I'm realizing that it's like literally raw sewage because...
Oh, it's the things you can't see.
And that has made my wheels turn a little bit more.
I think the positive is that you're an advocate now for the worm space and you're letting us all know. You're educating us. You're being, you always say, you're being the guinea pig for everybody else.
Yeah, it's weird that I actually don't feel as violated as I think I should. Like 5 years ago, I would have been upended. Like
in a spiral.
I would have been so, so grossed out. Like I couldn't have even been able to handle it. But when I got the worm results back or the test results back, I just like Googled.
You got the gender reveal back.
The type of worm that it is, I guess I can tell you guys. And I just like typed it into Google and was like staring at it. And I was like, whoa, that's like literally inside me. It's called Ascaris, A-S-C-A-R-I-S. And then The medication that you take for it is Albenza, something like
that. Yeah, that sounds right. Albenzadol.
Yeah. And
the more you know,
it will hopefully be dead in 1 week. Although I do have a flight on Thursday and I will be on day two of the dewormer. And I'm like, I kind of started getting a little anxiety. Like, am I going to get stopped at customs? You know, it's like, have you been on a farm? They like ask you these questions.
Are you a farm animal? That's funny. Okay, should we do peaks of the week?
Yes. And mine ties in. So I'm just going to jump right into it. I fully indulged in a spa day. I got my acrylic nails put back on, which again, side note, I said it a couple weeks ago. The way they do nails here is just top tier. Like they use this little device and they actually like, it's not even a fake nail. It's fully done just with the brush. I've never seen it done like this. And I like sent a picture to my mom and my mom was like, yeah, that's how they did it back in like the 90s before everything was just like fast, fast, fast. And I didn't even know it existed. So maybe some of our older listeners will know what I'm talking about. I'm sure no under the age of 25 would have any idea. Do you know what I'm talking about?
So it's your real nail or it's like a mold kind of thing?
No, it is like a mold thing, but they like, they kind of put this device on the end of your finger and they paint over it and then just like shave it all down.
Oh, and then it forms.
Yes, it took 2.5 hours. But anyway, so I got my nails done. I got a facial. I got a massage and I got a blowout because I was like, I have worms. If my insides are going to be disgusting, at least I'm going to be cute on the outside.
They can't take that away from me, these worms.
No. Mm-mm.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Okay, love that. I guess I can make a similar peek. In the name of beauty services, Hannah's birthday was 2 days ago and we went to a spa and did like a little spa day for her birthday. And we got this like 2.5 hour spa treatment, did the massages, showers, sauna, steam room thing, facial, body scrub. And it was so nice. I'd never gotten a professional body scrub, but my skin felt amazing. But it was so funny, like, because we were in the same room, just like, naked together doing those massages. And like, it was so funny at the end, they did like this like chopping of our backs, like literally like a movie where they like chop your backs. And afterwards we were just like dying laughing. We're like, that was so funny. Like, I don't know. But yeah, it was a really nice massage. We left. We're honestly a little sore though. These past couple of days, we're like, dang, they know how to get in there. Those ladies were tiny, but they got in there. I was very impressed.
What was like the massage scene?
Yeah, it was like, we had this like, a private room with like all these different things, like a bathroom in it, shower, steam room, the two beds, bath, giant bathtub. It was a really nice setup. We went to Oasis Spa in Chiang Mai. So if you're ever in Chiang Mai, highly recommend.
Nice. Yeah, that sounds delightful.
And they massage your scalps, which is like my favorite thing ever. It feels so good.
Oh my God. I know. I'm just such a slut for massage. It's my favorite thing ever. Like when I'm a millionaire, like I will be getting massage every other day. I should just stop buying literally anything else so I can just indulge in the like the number one thing that makes me happy.
I would totally do that too. That sounds great to me. Okay, listener peaks.
Yes, I'm like dying to read this one from Elena because I guess I'll share more later. But she said, deleting my social media apps off my phone for a detox. Love that for you. I have so much to say, but I will refrain right now.
Another fun one. Jenna said, I met a guy in real life and we're going out tomorrow on a date. Oh my gosh, good luck. Hope the date goes well and how fun and exciting.
Emma said, buying a new mattress. Ooh, congratulations. I hope that your sleep improves. That sounds awesome.
And Jillian said, went on an all-women's full moon hike this week. Okay, love the community. Love getting out there, being active. Sounds like a great time.
As always, send in your piece of the week on our Instagram story box every Monday at Arty Prince Podcast.
As a retail shop owner, I know how important it is to have a good, reliable POS system. That's why I'm so excited about our sponsor today, Shopify. Shopify has already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source. Track everything across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers both in-line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/alreadyfriends. That is all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/alreadyfriends to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/alreadyfriends. Thank you again to Shopify for sponsoring the Already Friends podcast.
Something I've been diving into and learning more about are hormone disruptors and how there's over 1,000 disruptors daily in our lives. Things in our food, our water, the air we breathe, our clothes, our skincare, all of these things mess up our hormones and our bodies also go through natural hormonal changes. But with all this, it does not mean that we have to suffer through it. And the good news is that there is a product out there to help. It's called Hormone Harmony and they are a sponsor of the show. Hormone Harmony is a formula made with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. That's why Hormone Harmony is perfect for all women who are struggling with PMS symptoms, menopause symptoms, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating and gas. Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone-supporting supplement. It's become a phenomenon, and there's a reason that it has over 30,000 positive reviews, and a bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. So if you resonate with any of these symptoms, any of these issues, for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code alreadyfriends at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code alreadyfriends to get your Hormone Harmony and start to feel more like yourself. Again, alreadyfriends at happymammoth.com for 15% off. Thanks to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring the show. You guys know we're all about how to thrive in 2025 this year. And if you're ready to optimize your nutrition, Factor is here to help. Factor is a sponsor of the show, and they have chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great no matter what life throws at you. So Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared. It's perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You can lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto meals, and that is based on a randomized controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto. So results will vary depending on your diet and exercise. With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto, and Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfast, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons. So reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that you cannot beat. I'm telling you guys, the convenience is the biggest factor for me. Factor for Factor. I love that they just ship everything straight to your house. You just pop the meals in your fridge, and then whenever you're ready to go, you just throw in the microwave. It cannot be easier to stick with those wellness goals. Eat smart with Factor. Get started today at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
Okay, Allison, you pulled some good ones. I feel like you should start. Any video that's resonating that you want to share?
Okay, I'm going to preface with this. Last week, my Wi-Fi was out for like 2 full days. So then when I got Wi-Fi back, I like binged so hard of being on my phone because I mean, like think of hardly any of us probably have like 2 days without like cell phone service or Wi-Fi. And my apartment is like in the jungle. Like there is no cell service. And you don't really realize how long the days are when you just don't use your phone. And that's why I also want to talk about phone addiction with this, because I had a real come to Jesus moment over the last week with my screen time, and it's got to change. And with that, I found quite a few videos that seems, you know, that this is a collective experience happening to us right now. And it's a problem. It's a problem for a whole society. Like, I think with our phones, they can do so much good. There's like, you know, we're so connected. We have all of these resources at our fingertips. We can work remote, that sometimes I gaslight myself into only really thinking about the positives and not being like, maybe we should get this under control. Okay, I'm going to play this one from Mike. The title of the video is Life Hasn't Felt Real Since 2020.
Actual reality, this video is for you. I've seen a lot of videos on here, particularly from millennials, about how life since 2020 just hasn't, we almost can't even remember it. It doesn't really feel like it's been reality, and it's feel like it's been erased from our actual life. This is a very real phenomenon. It's something I've experienced myself. And I want to talk about it and hopefully help people out with it. The cause of this phenomenon is the fact that we're not living life in reality anymore. 2020 smashed our existences into our phones and into the digital world, and we are no longer existing in our physical space and only dealing with problems that are within our circle of influence. We are living in a digital world that isn't even real. It's basically a video game, okay? And we're also exposed to all of the awful things that everybody across the entire world deals with all the time. We are still organic beings, and our brains have become completely connected to this artificial device. That's what's destroying it. We're not cyborgs. We'll eventually be cyborgs. We're not cyborgs yet. So the fact that our entire existence is attached to this piece of technology is awful. And even in situations where we actually live life, where we break out of our routine, where we go on a trip, where we, you know, whatever, take a vacation, you're still locked into your same cycle of unhealthy behaviors. Even if you go on a trip, the whole time you're thinking about your phone, what's happening in the phone, what are you missing out on social media? Oh, well, people are going to love this trip I'm on. I got to make sure I take videos and I post it and I get likes and all this stuff. We are no longer actually living life in our physical space. We are living life through the phone. This is why life does not feel like reality. It's because we're not in reality anymore. Life just seems to basically disappear when you're trapped in a routine. We are all in a routine of our brains being just completely connected to whatever is happening within this device. Now, on top of that, we all experience all the issues that go on in the world all the time. That's not healthy, okay? If it's not within your circle of influence, you really should not allow it to have any sort of impact on your emotional health. And here's the tip that I hope helps everybody.
It goes on for like 5 more minutes. We'll link it in the show notes. But what are your immediate thoughts?
Oh my goodness. I could not agree more that this is like a conversation that needs to happen, because it does pinpoint back to 2020 when everyone moved their offices online. Everyone moved all the calls online. No one was going to the office anymore. And at first, everyone rejoiced and they're like, oh my gosh, yes, working from home. Yes, not going into the office, no more commuting. But I feel like it sent us into the spiral that has normalized excessive screen times, where when you would go into an office, like I would barely be on my phone in the office because I'm like, I can't be on my phone. Like I can't be scrolling Instagram. This is embarrassing. Like my boss is sitting literally across the hall from me. Like that's so inappropriate. Whereas if you're at home, you could easily go into like a 2-hour doom scroll during the workday and theoretically still get your work done. And but also like have this like crazy social media addiction. And also I feel like we do doom scroll because we're not getting that social interaction. Whereas like in the office, like I felt so fulfilled with these relationships. And I mean, I was lucky to live and work in a job that I really loved and feel inspired by. But I don't know. I think we just went so backwards with moving everything remote. And I think that like in 2021, when all these companies were pushing people to go back to the office, there was all this uproar, like people throwing fits, temper tantrums, when I know, and like everyone's, I'm saying this with a place, from a place of privilege. Like I know people were in the office, like working in hospitals or like doing really hard jobs like throughout the whole pandemic. But I think people are throwing temper tantrums, like not realizing that this is so much better for you in the long run. And being home and working at home is not what we're meant for, not for everybody. And it's just so isolating. And I think that this guy's hit the nail on the head. Like, okay, so your social circles are online because everyone lives in different cities. Everyone moves all the time. No one stays in the same place. Now your work's online because we canceled going to the office. Everything's remote. Like what? Everything's online. Like what else is online? There's so many different categories of life that we've just moved online. When like
shopping
40 years ago, zero things were online. And like for, I think humans have existed for like 20,000 years, 23,000 Homo sapiens. It's like, okay, the last 10, 15 have been all online. It's like not normal for our existence at all.
Yeah. I think our brains are in so much overdrive that we aren't even cognitively aware of the impact on a day-to-day basis. But I think we can all agree that we're like starting to see it with the kids. I literally like sent Kara a video the other day of something on TikTok. It was like POV, you went to school in the 90s. And it was like all of these cute things that we did that had nothing to do with phones or iPads or technology. You know, it's like the projector cart that like got wheeled into the room, and we got to be kids. And I even think in my day, like it's just so easy to grab your phone at any moment of like slight boredom. Like you're waiting for like something to finish cooking, you can check your phone. You're waiting in line, you can check your phone. You're doing anything. When you have a couple of down seconds, it's just like it's right there. And so after I watched that video the other day, I turned my phone off for legitimately 24 hours. I was like, holy fuck, like I'm about to like throw this thing off the balcony. Like I hate that something has control over me. And it's like on my laptop, you know, I can still like iMessage people, WhatsApp, like check emails, but I'm not scrolling and just checking and checking on my laptop. Like I feel like I get stuff done on my computer, but with my phone, it just like the minutes can fly by in this way that is just like so unproductive. And I don't know, that's like kind of going to be my main priority in the next couple of months, is like setting firm boundaries with my phone. I figured out last night how to make my screen red. Have you seen this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like hitting the lock button 3 times. Yay.
Shout out to Allie Rickard, or Allie Kazaya. She taught me that like forever ago, because she's all about that stuff too. It is nice. It feels good on your eyes.
Yes. Less enjoyable to watch though. Like you can't really see it as good. And so I feel like it makes me not want to watch it. I'm like, yeah, I should read a book. Yeah, I should stretch. Yeah, I should go do my skincare. And so the past few days of less screen time, I have been so productive. There are so many hours in a day.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy. I think maybe you had one that you saved about phone addiction too.
Yeah, let me play that one. Let's see. This was a good one that my friend Kat reposted. So it ended up in my feed. And I thought this was a good, thank you, Kat Gold, for reposting this.
For you.
My sweet girl, you are not stuck. You're just spending way too much time on your phone. I cannot tell you how many times I've been having a normal start to the day. I get on my phone And the whole trajectory of my day is completely ruined. We are not meant to be seeing this much information. And I know it's ironic making a video on TikTok about this topic. But I hope, if anything, this stops you from going down a doom scroll. Everything is on our phones. Our messages, our emails, our social media is all on our phones. And waking up first thing and hitting yourself with all of that information, that dialogue, everything that's going on, it's too much. It's too much. I think social media and everything online makes us feel this inherent sense of urgency. Everything's in a rush. Everything needs to be answered now. If you don't reply now, you're not a good person. And that's just not how life outside of social media actually works. In real life, you have to wait in queues, wait for buses, wait, actually be patient for things, be present, be here for things. But online, for some reason, that is completely erased from the equation. My friends know I am not a massive texter, but if we meet up in person, we're having a 6-hour conversation. When you get offline, when you get off your phone, I think you start to see things in a real perspective. You see things in a perspective and a timeline of your life because you're the one living it. And if there's one thing that you can do to help better your life, it's reduce your screen time massively. I promise you, just try it. If you've tried nothing else, now try this.
Yeah, thoughts?
It was making me feel really grateful that I have the shop. And when I was considering opening 1404 Collective or not opening another shop or like just going the digital nomad route, I was like sitting with myself and I'm like, I do like doing things in person though. Like I love to have one foot in each world. It's great when I can travel and still make money and we have the podcast. I can go to everyone in the world and I can do some social media stuff, but it's also just as good for my mental health to like have the shop and interact with customers and do things with my hands and create things. And I think for me that balance is the best because I do enjoy the freedom that our phones allow us to be able to be. You're in Thailand, I'm in Mexico right now. We're both technically based out of the US, but we're like able to do this and then reach you guys all over the world. I love that. It's just, how do we make sure it's a tool and not hindering our lives? And so I actually started making a post for Lemony. I just submitted it because my like girl has to approve all of them. But I made the title, "Your Phone Addiction is Keeping You From," and then I started making little slides, limiting your life force, which is like your chi energy, because it flows the best when you're like in the present moment. And when you're not present, like that like can't flow through you. And like think how often when you're in the shower or you're on a long drive or you're on a walk and like ideas actually come to you and you're like, oh my gosh, suddenly I like feel so creative and I like need to go write these things down. It's because like you're not staring in your phone like consuming, being bombarded, overstimulated. Like you can actually come up with ideas. And I also, yeah, put the like missed opportunities for like deeper connections in real life. There's so many things, like not going to the gym, not working on your hobbies, not going exploring your community, not hosting things. It's just, if we added up the amount of wasteless screen time that we've done in our lives, you know, like that stat used to be the average American watches what, like 6 hours of TV a night? I'm like, that's insane. Well, if I watch something, it's like kind of like I'm sick, like with the parasites. But then for some reason, it's like so much less like couch potato lazy to have that same amount of time on your phone. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It doesn't have that same connotation.
There's no stigma. That's, I think, what I'm gathering from both these videos is the problem is not even phone addiction. I feel like that is not an appropriate word term to what this issue is. I feel like the problem is like, what amount of screen time culturally is set as the norm? And I feel like what is set as the norm and what's deemed normal is way too much time. It's not even like we're addicted. It's like we feel like we're left behind if we're not doing the amount of time that everyone else is doing and like the amount of work being plugged in that everyone else is doing. That's what I think it is.
Yeah. Because we have etiquette for how long you're supposed to reply to an email, for how long you're supposed to reply to a text, for how many posts you're supposed to get up on socials, for how long until you've listened to this trending podcast or like that you don't know this story or that this song came out. To like be with it, yeah, there's like a timeline of which you're supposed to have responded or dialed in or consumed XYZ content to stay with it.
That's what I think it is. So until we all start talking about it, which I don't know, I think it's just going to keep moving. I don't think there's any plans for any of these companies to tell us to get off our phones because that's the only place where they have our attention. So there's really no incentive for any big people to, I don't know, make this movement happen. But I hope that we all can just find jobs that have a realistic, like you said, expectation with how long it takes to respond to emails or text people back, or they have good boundaries for, hey, we message on Slack, we don't text, or things like that. So it is a greater conversation that hopefully we can navigate properly, because otherwise the anxiety, the depression, it's all just going to keep skyrocketing. And for the 8 millionth time, if you guys have not read The Anxious Generation, it's such a good read. It talks like all about this. So, and I was telling Ryan all about the book. I was giving him a synopsis of the book. For a literal, like, the entire 3-hour drive to the Dolomites. And every single time I'd stop, I was like, wait, and then? And I was like, don't even get me started on the iPads with the kids. I'm like, and then? I'm like, I just kept remembering all these different points. Like, it is not just, like, one problem. It's one problem in the middle. And then there's 20 different webs of, like, dating, like, parental relationships. Okay, then school. And then, like, it just, like, I can't even describe how deep this problem runs. And I think everyone should be required to read that book, honestly.
Yeah, and I think the chokehold that our phones have on all of us, it does not matter your age, what industry you're in, what your interests are. It's like something that we all, like pretty much everyone has a phone. Like if you're listening, you have a phone. I get that there's a lot of people on the planet who don't have smartphones still, but like if you're listening to this podcast, if you're active on social media, you have a phone. And that's the audience we're speaking to right now. Like that is something we can all agree on that we all have in common. No one looks at their screen time and says, bravo, I'm so proud. I wish this number was actually higher. No, every single person is like, fuck, like that's kind of a lot of time. How did that happen so fast? Oh man. And the funny thing is we simultaneously all say we don't have time for everything. I don't have time to go to the gym. I don't have time to meet up for coffee. I don't have time to get a part-time job. I don't have time to travel. I don't have time to do this. Oh, I haven't cleaned my house. Literally everyone says I don't have time all of the time, but the hours are there. They're there.
Yeah.
We just all have to like admit it and accept it and face it.
I mean, I think realistically, we'll never not scroll on social media multiple times throughout the week or even every day, but giving yourself some limits, I think. Because I think once you do like 15 minutes, 30 minutes, it's the same as what you're getting out of it is the same as like 2, 3, 4 hours. I don't feel like I get any more the longer I scroll. My brain just like goes into that comfort zone when you're in that dopamine zone. So I feel like as long as you're limiting it, I have my limits on for an hour each day. I mean, Ryan, we're talking about this. We both have it on for an hour each day, but then like sometimes we'll hit like 15 minutes more, 15 minutes more. And if I do like an hour 15, an hour 30 a day, I'm happy. Like I think that's really good. And like, I'm happy with that. And I think that's, or like even if I just hit the hour mark, if I hit an hour to an hour 30, I'm happy with that. And I think that's a good goal until we figure out how we're going to solve this all as a group.
Yeah, I agree. I think that those limits are very, very helpful.
Like realistic.
Because then you like literally have to click the button and you have to like have a little battle with yourself. Like, okay,
yeah,
we've hit the mark. I set this boundary for myself. Am I going to violate it? And then I think I've said it a lot on here, but guilt and shame are the lowest vibrational frequencies. So then if you're doing something against what your highest self wants to be doing, then you're going to start to feel more guilty. So yeah, I think the more we can avoid that, the better. But why do I even leave my phone on overnight while it's charging? Like I just fully, when I went to bed last night, just turned it off. It's like alarm clocks exist. You know, we just can use an alarm clock. What does the phone need to be like on for? If someone calls me in about an emergency in the middle of the night, A, I'm on do not disturb sleep mode anyway. If someone's dying, it's 2 a.m. I'm in Mexico. What am I supposed to do? Like, I'm going to find out when I wake up anyway. Like whatever happens, like I'm not going to save someone's life from here. So like I might as well just fully unplug. And like this morning, I made my coffee and I went down to the garden and I journaled and I did a workout and I played with peaches and I made breakfast and then did some things on my laptop. And I didn't even turn my phone on until like, I don't know, 2 p.m. maybe. And I was like, damn, this is the life. I'm going to start doing this all the time.
Okay. Yeah. With all of this though, I definitely don't want to come off as like holier than thou because I feel like that's so easy. And we're talking about this kind of stuff to be like, yeah, I'm crushing it. I'm doing this. But just know that
we're all managing this too. We're all figuring this out. And picking the mediums that are less brain rot, I think, is the way to go. Like, honestly, I feel like podcasts are fine. We've been listening to the radio since like the 1920s. Like, I feel like our brains are okay with, like, not just because we have a podcast, but like genuinely, I like how you said, think about things is like what's low vibrational, what's high vibrational. Listening to like a fun podcast while I do the laundry, like, that's still productive. And I think we talked about this before on the podcast too, but like picking the mediums, like reading a book. If I'm waiting for a meal to cook and I'm reading a book, that does not feel low vibrational. Like, that still scratches that itch of wanting to like have my mind or my eyes to be somewhere, or like waiting in line. That's why I love my Kindle. Highly recommend getting a Kindle. It's like a good hybrid. But no, I think this was a really fun topic. I'm glad we kind of honed in on this one niche, because I think, as we're saying, more than ever, we need to like figure this out and have these discussions and not be embarrassed to admit if like you are having like a scrolling problem. Because if anything, I think someone always is going to have it worse. I see people like that post on TikTok say they have 7-8 hour screen time days. I'm like, okay, at least I'm not that. I'm like happy that, because that, I just cannot imagine how that feels.
Yeah, I'm sure the slope of time that we spend on our phones is kind of like gaining weight. Like, it's subtle, yeah, right? Like, you gain a few pounds and then you're like, okay, this is my new norm. I accept this. And you gain a few more pounds. So at first it's like 2 hours, then it's 3 hours. And then you're like rationalizing and justifying, and it keeps growing and growing and growing. And then all of a sudden it's like, whoa, you're on your phone the entire day, basically. And that's why I want to say phone addiction in general, because for me, it's not even like just social media. It's like, I have Slack, I have WhatsApp, I have emails, I can edit, like I can look through my class pass and book classes, like I can get organized, mm-hmm, my Notion. So it's not even just scrolling, it's just the dependency on so many things being digitized. And I think this is why journaling is like something I go back to again and again and again. Like, half the time I will just make my list on paper first, and then like I'll still end up putting it on the computer, but I'm like, for my brain, I like have to write it on paper. Like, it just, the tangibility feels so good. So yeah, I don't know where we go from here, but I think we just wanted to be open and honest and start a conversation and maybe have you guys reflect on where you're at and small sustainable changes that could be made.
Absolutely. Well, thank you guys for listening to another Opinionated AF. Make sure to send in your videos or your thoughts that you want to get our opinions on our website, and we'll catch you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, wait, really quick before you go, if you want a chance to be the Arty Friends Listener of the Week, we have something for you. Leave us a rate and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And for bonus entries, there's so many ways to support our show. Share about us on your Instagram story, engage with us over on TikTok, post on our Facebook group, join the Patreon page, or subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Make sure to send that rating and review to our Instagram page, Arty Friends Podcast, and we pick a new Listener of the Week every Wednesday. We'll send you a $10 Visa gift card if you win, just as a way of saying thank you, to buy you a coffee, buy you a sweet little treat, whatever you want. Thanks again, you guys. We appreciate you so, so much, and we'll catch you next week.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.